Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has designated Libyan national Osama al-Kuni Ibrahim pursuant to Executive Order 13726, based on his involvement in serious human rights abuse against migrants in Libya. Al-Kuni is the de facto manager of the al-Nasser Detention Center in Zawiya, Libya, colloquially named the Osama Prison due to his involvement. Al-Kuni, described as a migrant smuggling kingpin, is involved in the systematic exploitation of African migrants at the detention center. Al-Kuni and or the individuals under his direction have been involved in serious human rights abuse against migrants at the detention center, including through sexual violence, beatings, starvation, and other mistreatment. In view of sanctions imposed by the United Nations, the Department of the Treasury is taking this action to promote accountability and expose the illicit activities of those abusing and exploiting migrants transiting Libya in pursuit of a better and more secure life, said Director of the Office of Foreign Assets Control, Andrea Gacky. We will continue to align with the international community by using sanctions and other tools to support the victims of such inhumane treatment and isolate those involved in such abuse of human rights. As a result of this designation, all property and interests in property of al-Kuni that are in the United States or in the possession or control of U.S. persons must be blocked and reported to OFAC. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, "We will continue to work with the international community and use all the tools at our disposal to support victims and identify those involved in abuses of human rights." We call on Libya's Government of National Unity to hold accountable al-Kuni and others perpetrating human rights abuses.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.